This podcast helps you to understand the impact of national government on gin drinking in early modern Britain. Welcome to another episode of the Young Historians Show. Now, young student, what do we know about alcohol consumption during the early modern period?
Well, we know about the gin craze.
OK then, tell me about the gin craze.
Gin was imported from Holland in the 1650s. It became popular and Parliament banned imports to give English distillers a chance. And they took it. Gin became incredibly cheap. Gin sellers advertised that you could get drunk for a penny, dead drunk for tuppence. So it became really popular with the poor because they did not have much chance to escape from their daily hardships of life and caused a huge problem.
So this was a new problem.
Well, gin was only available from the mid-17th century, but drunkenness had been a problem for a while. There was a huge increase in the number of alehouses during the period, and we know that lots of town authorities were worried about the levels of drunkenness. They were trying to control alehouses and drinking for a full century before gin arrived.
So we know drunkenness wasn't a new problem, but was there anything different about the problem of gin?
Yes, I think so. There was an issue of scale. There was a problem with ale and beer, but gin was stronger and cheaper. People got addicted to it. Crime went up, families were ruined, people drank themselves to death. So the big change was in how the government reacted.
Aha, interesting. Tell me more about that.
It was such a big social problem that Parliament got involved. All through the 18th century, they passed laws to try to control it. They tried licensing, they tried taxation. When the laws didn't work, they introduced stronger and stronger ones until they ended up transporting people, as in shipping them off to Australia, who repeatedly sold gin without a license. This was enforced by the 1751 Gin Act. It was really the first time the national government had taken on a public health issue with any success.
Great, young student. That's the end of today's episode.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.